Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, February 28, 2013. Israeli soldiers attack political detainees and settlers attack Palestinian school children in northern West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli settlers attacked on Thursday midday school children at the village of Burin near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Local sources reported that armed settlers invaded the village and attacked the school children as they left school. The children responded by hurling stones at the Israeli settlers. Israeli soldiers later came and attacked the school children with the settlers. No injuries were reported. Earlier on Thursday, clashes erupted near the central West Bank city of Ramallah between Israeli soldiers and Palestinian protesters in solidarity with Palestinian political detainees held by Israel. Residents and university students marched towards the Ofer military detention center near Ramallah. As soon as they reached Ofer, Israeli troops fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at them. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Moreover, Palestinian youths protested in solidarity with political prisoners at the Atara checkpoint near Ramallah as well. Soldiers also used tear gas. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In other news, Israeli soldiers attacked on late Wednesday night and Thursday morning Palestinian political prisoners being held at the military detention center of Rimon. According to the Palestinian Political Detainees Affairs Ministry, two prisoners were injured by Israeli soldiers' rubber-coated steel bullets. Palestinian political prisoners held by Israel are on high alert as they are threatening to escalate their protest move if Israel does not release hunger-striking political detainees and stop its ill-treatment to the prisoners. So far, there are 11 political detainees held by Israel on hunger strike. The longest time among them is Samer al-Isawi, who is on hunger strike for nearly 7 months now. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, February 28th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.